Deep emotions are on the rise. Tommy and MJ's wedding is approaching, and someone is a Jew. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, this is a beat.
Is this Persian pop?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There we
this
go.
This is what YouTube told us is Persian pop. If you guys have a song suggestion that we should start off with next week, leave it down in the comments section. Hey everyone, welcome After Buzzers. Today we're talking all about Shots of Sunset, episode 7. Very emotional, I have to say. But before we get started, I'd love to introduce my lovely co-hosts.
Hey guys, it's your girl Nicole Hutchins.
Hey everyone, it's Danya Marie.
Yes, and I'm Maite Carrillo. So I feel like this episode was just heavy.
It was.
Yes. Right?
For yes. sure.
I mean, what do you guys think so far? Like, I feel like as the episodes have gone by, it's been a lot of inner work and mm-hmm. a lot of experiences that they've gone through
for
as
sure.
a group. And we get to know them individually. But now, I wanted to cry.
Me too. Especially during Destiny's part where she was talking about all the difficulties with her dad. I was really surprised because Destiny's always such a happy person.
Yes.
To see her like that was really surprising.
For sure. It felt like a therapy session for me watching this episode. And it kind of reminded me of the first episode where it kind of started off. I don't know. It just was, I don't know. I wanted it to be more in this episode in terms
you
of like
more?
Like
more?
No, not more. Girl. Like, no, not more. Like, you know, the whole... That whole mood, I was just hoping for something exciting.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Not this type of episode.
I got you.
You know yeah. what I mean? Yeah. Okay. I just want to yeah. make that clear. Not more sadness.
I think based on the mid-season preview that we saw,
yeah.
I think it's going to get a lot more exciting.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll definitely be talking about it. And sadly, Crystal couldn't join us today because she's sick. So we hope she feels a lot better and joins us, of course, next week. We have some very exciting news to share, but we're going to wait until the very end at our news section. So you guys are going to want to stay tuned for that because I'm telling you, it's so juicy. And you'll want to yes. be here next week for it.
Definitely.
Sure.
Okay, so let's get started a little bit. So we start off opening with MJ's wedding, right? Mm-hmm. It's a preview. We have 3 weeks to go. I can't believe her bachelorette, she's going to squeeze that in the next, like, 3 weeks. But she says she wants to stay cool,
mm-hmm.
but she wants it all the way that she wants it. And I feel like Vita is a bigger bridezilla than her.
100%.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Overall thoughts, what do you guys think?
I think Vita's going to be a big issue because if you noticed, MJ wants to do everything super traditional. And then mm-hmm. Vita, to my surprise, doesn't want that at all. And I really thought that Vita was going to be the one to be very strict on that.
I did too. So I was really kind of surprised that she's like, oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
That's too traditional. So I was really surprised. But I'm not surprised at her trying to control the situation
yeah.
almost. It's like, okay, mom, we love you, but it's not your wedding. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's your daughter's wedding. So
yeah.
get over yourself.
I also feel like she doesn't, like in the preview that we saw for next week when MJ's talking about how she still doesn't have her mom's blessing. It's like, and she has so much of a say in it. And I feel like MJ kind of feels like maybe my mom should give me that blessing before she even tries to control any of this. You know what I mean?
I thought she had already given her
I thought
blessing.
So, too. That's why I thought
so
that
too.
Was strange.
So when MJ said that, I was like, really?
You know where I thought we got this was mm-hmm. for last year's reunion where she said, if you don't end up marrying
yeah.
Tommy, I'm going to marry him.
Yeah,
so
I thought so
for her that was kind of like a, wow, okay, so I guess Vita's on board and she's totally down. I feel like she wasn't in agreeance with it, she probably would be stepping forward and she wouldn't have shown up to the walkthrough.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I think the moment she might have thought that she doesn't have her blessing was at that party they did where she announced her...
Oh, the bridal bath?
The bridal bath.
Yeah.
Where is it? No, the one before that, the weird Halloween-looking party.
Oh.
And that was Vita, Valentine's
Day.
Valentine's
Day. And Vita was like liking Tommy and thinking Tommy is good for a husband or something.
Yeah.
Are two different things. And I think that's when she felt like, I don't have her blessing yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believed her when she said, I will get up and I will scream. If she sees something that's like not to her liking,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm.
she's got that much power.
Yes,
I don't blame her. I'm waiting for the day of that wedding, though. I feel like, yes. You know, MJ just, from the preview, she looks gorgeous. Everything looks to a T.
Looks like it has classy. Reza's touch.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It looks Reza, really
grow
classy.
The beard back.
Yes.
Please,
please Reza.
Please, we need that in our lives.
We do.
But what we also need in our lives is you guys. We appreciate you guys tuning in all the time. Right, Dania?
All right. After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Woo! Woo! Feeling that. Okay. Yeah, we'll give you guys a shout out. Comment on our iTunes, everything. We love to keep the conversation going. Tweet us. And we have our live chat up. So if you guys want to chime in, ask us questions, or join the conversation, let us know. Okay, let's get into Destiny and talking about her. This whole situation with her is deep with me, because like I've mentioned before, this is like a very similar situation, but I've never met my dad. So seeing her go through all of these emotions was definitely, I don't know, it was like an eye-opening experience for me
it
too.
Was, yeah.
And just seeing her cry, I mean, like, I hope I haven't gotten to that point, and I hope I don't get to that point, but it's hard for, as a viewer, even if you're going through it or not, to be able to give advice or tell her, like, hey, you know, maybe she should do this or that. Like, yeah. I feel like I can't think of anything.
Right. Yeah. I can't either, because I guess I could say fortunately, but unfortunately in terms of not being able to kind of speak on the situation, because I do know, I did grow up knowing who my father was. So I couldn't really relate on that level, per se. I'm not going to say he was there the entire time, but I knew who he was and everything. And so it was hard seeing her in this mode, you know, because we're so used to seeing her smile and laughing. And so just to see the side of her was different. I didn't know how to take it or handle it, to be honest with you.
Right.
I was feeling the same way. I was like, should I cry? Or I don't know. Like,
right.
Do I
exactly.
console her? Like, I didn't really know how to feel at the moment, because she's like the life of the party. Mm-hmm. And to see the life of the party, you know, be so sad and so down, you just feel for her.
Right.
And
you
just want to console her, because you're like, it's okay. Like, we want you to be happy. We want you to be the happy Destiny that you are. And we wish we could help, you know.
It's,
I felt like that while watching it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And I feel like every time she would talk about it, she would get deeper and deeper in the situation.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know it was like 10 years since she's seen her father. And then it sucks being like 10 years. I don't know, 10 years have passed, and then you're looking back and you're like, oh my God, I could have asked you all these questions and I didn't.
Right.
And it's like, you just don't know what opportunities you get. And she carries that, around with her. And I feel like maybe that's why she hasn't been able to be open and start a relationship. It's so scary.
Yeah.
Overall, just starting a relationship is scary.
Yeah, definitely. And like Reza made a good point. When they were having the talk or the meeting
with her mom.
Mm-hmm. And, he said something along the lines, I can't remember verbatim, but just something along the lines of, you know, if you don't let this go or figure this out, you're going to carry this on into your relationship. And when you get married, the man's going to run away, because you still have all this built up trauma. And she definitely has to deal with that. And I definitely agree with Reza. She has to find these answers for herself before she can get into a relationship, just in my personal opinion.
Yeah, it's tough, though. I remember when I first saw the picture of my dad, I didn't feel any emotion. And then later that day, I started crying, and it was like too emotional for me. And I'm like, I can't even, this is just seeing a picture.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even take the initiative to look for a private investigator and do all that. Like, that's
right.
Like, so when she was crying at like the sound of like her dad or the word, I was like, oh my gosh, this is really, really deep. I just hope that they're able to find him.
For sure.
Or like some sort of closure for herself.
Yes.
I felt she was very brave to even try and go out and look for someone to find him. Because I think even for her, she's been holding back. She has been, like, a little bit afraid to see what he's doing. And like she said, if he has another family, does she really want to know that? Right. So I think this was a really big step for her.
And she has such a great support system. Like, her mom. She
does. Yeah.
That's her mom reminded me of my mom. She was like, really? Yeah, she was like, okay, but I will support you. Yeah. I did it on my own, but I will support you.
I don't like it, but I'll but love it.
Yeah. But I guess I'll support you. Like, that was awesome to see that, you know?
Yeah.
And I see a lot of strength that she gets from her mom as well. Because if her mom was that strong, like, of course, she's going to be awesome as well.
I would imagine the situation forced her to be in, like, survival mode, you know? It's like...
She has, did she say six sisters? Or she's part of that six or something like
that?
Six.
Yeah. Wow. I couldn't even imagine that. Like, I'm thinking about my grandmother, God rest her soul. You know, she raised six kids by herself. Wow. Like, I didn't know that was possible. I mean, it was possible. But I just can't imagine it, especially in these times that we're living in. Like, I can't.
Are you kidding me? That's just a lot. But we're definitely cheering on for Destiny. We definitely want to get Destiny on here. So, girl, come through. We have a lot to chat with you about. And then at the same time, as we're seeing her go through this trauma, we're seeing Reza as well going to his therapist and having some of those same emotions that he's gone through, and then with his dad. And I remember in the past seasons, he's always had such a, like, tough relationship with him. But now he's still, you know, he still has there, still there.
Do you think that's why he doesn't really want to have kids right now? Because he thinks he's going to be like his dad?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like...
That was a question I wanted to ask you guys. Like, what do you think that's why?
I think that's what's holding him back.
I think this whole talk of, like, baby and, like, fatherhood is what really is bringing it back to his mind. Like he said, I don't want to do the same mistakes or make the same mistakes my dad made with my kids. So now it's worrying him.
Yeah.
So he's like, I can't continue until I clear this off of my head and everything's peaceful and we're good. And I think that's a good thing. And I also respect Reza for always taking the initiative to help himself and to help others. So
yeah. I asked this question last week and I was like, okay, do you guys think Reza is for real? Like, do you think he's ready to be a dad? You said no. I said no. What do you think, Danya?
I want to say no.
Yeah.
At the same time, I want to say yes because I think he'd be a good dad. I do think so.
I do think so, too. And I get the fact that when he said, like, I'm so scared of that happening to my kid, even if I don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. It's so true.
I think all those instincts will come out once, you know, the babies are there. But as for right now, I think he's just psyching himself out and, like, scaring himself.
Yeah. What, Nicole? I'm looking at you like,
she gave me my facial expressions because she's not going to say something.
I was dying.
I was going to say, I can kind of relate to Reza in that regard. Like, there's just certain qualities that you don't want to repeat and pick up from your parents. I'm sorry. Nobody's perfect. There are certain qualities and traits that we do not want to take on once we become parents, if that's what we want. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand his concern
and
his fear.
Like, I don't think he's 100% sure about it, though.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be a good dad. If he worked on what he's working on now.
Right. Yeah. And it looks like he's got a therapist and he's working through those issues. Like, I hate calling this, like, daddy issues. I hate using that term. But, like, they're dad issues, you know?
Yeah,
and it's like all these situations that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now him having a therapist, he's able to release that knowing that his dad has, like, dementia and is going through all those tough times.
Yeah.
And I want to, if I can say this, I want to just really commend Reza on getting therapy because a lot of people don't take that step.
Seriously.
Like, a lot of people, they feel that therapy is, like, I don't know, evil in some sense. I know in the Black community, therapy is so looked down upon. It's like we're brought up, oh, pray about it.
Yeah.
Everything will be fine. And sometimes prayer is just not always the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Faith without works is dead. You got to take action, okay?
I think that's similar in a lot of cultures.
Okay.
The idea of therapy, of something being wrong with you. You
know, right.
It's like,
They're like, what? You can't fix it yourself?
Right. Yeah.
Like, we really have to. Who? What?
Right.
You're an asylum?
But come on now. When you need help, you need help.
Right.
You
know? Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's always important.
Right.
We have a Crystal in our live chat. We miss you, girl.
I know, I miss you.
He said he would be a great... She said... Ooh, sorry, girl. She said he would be a great father, but he needs to work on himself first. Totally agree on that. A lot of these cast members need to work on themselves. Mike, no. you know what's awesome about this whole situation with Reza and Destiny is that Reza has been such a great support system to Destiny.
Yes.
Yes.
And that was something that I noticed, and I'm like, he's such a great friend. Reza, I need you in my life.
Yes.
He is. What can't he do?
Right?
He gives Cartier. He, you know.
He's very everything. Selfless. I noticed. That's
a lot of love.
That's great. Yes.
A lot of love. Okay, so let's jump into a topic that I know we're going to have a lot to discuss, is the relationships. Let's start off with Nima and Gigi.
Okay.
So now I'm going to pose a question. And I'll pose this to, you know, you guys watching and comment and let us know what you think. But do you think that Gigi is attracted to Nima?
No. I had to say that real quickly. Jump in there and say, because I said this 2 weeks ago in our predictions. I said, I don't think they're going to get together and I don't think she's really feeling him. And I felt that we saw that even more in this episode, at least for me. Mm-hmm. I was watching the body language. I mean, she walked away from him to go talk to another guy.
Yeah.
At the...
Yeah.
Party thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no.
At the hookah.
There we go.
At the hookah lounge.
I'm going to say that I thought she was before. And then after, like, this episode, seeing her trying to make him jealous with the other guy, like, I feel like if you really like him, you're not going to make him suffer like that. Like, if you're really serious about him, you're like, no.
Right. I'm looking at this live chat. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, these girls. Okay.
I just feel like she wouldn't play. That's playing games. Like,
yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that, okay? Like, we're too old for that. I'm sorry.
How old are you? Says the one who's like 21.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Are you 21? Oh my God, I thought you were 21.
No, okay. I'm over 30.
No way.
No, you're not.
Girl, you do not look like. No.
Yes, you guys you're know kidding. That saying. Like, no, great girl.
Oh my God. You're joking. No. I wish if you go back and you look at my facial expression, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I
but I'm definitely
21.
Under 35, so.
Okay. So
put that out there.
No. Like, okay, so you're like for something. Real, for real. Like,
for
you're
real,
saying
real.
That you're making
my
that
32nd
statement.
Birthday is coming up next month, you guys.
Hey,
so,
happy
hey,
birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're going to pop some champagne.
Okay.
But seriously, like, I don't think that Nima has a chance with Gigi.
No.
And
yeah.
She's just dangling the bait. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he was like, oh, she's playing hard to get. She wants me to see that she can get another guy. I don't think that was going through Gigi's mind.
Not
at
all.
Time.
No, that was just rhetoric he was creating in his mind to, I guess, justify what was happening in that moment and to hide what he was really feeling.
Right.
And then she keeps repeating when they were at her photo shoot that, I want someone who will have a baby with me but is not interested in being with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's making sure he knows, I don't want you to be with me. So it's like, you know what I mean? So she keeps saying that in front of him. And it's like, take a clue.
Maybe that's why she's hanging out with him, for a potential seed.
For a potential, oh, yeah. I was thinking, yeah.
I don't think that would work out, though, because he's so into her. And she doesn't want someone that has, like, any strings attached.
Have you ever heard that whole saying, this goes around in my family, get with a guy that likes you, that loves you more.
Mm.
True.
You know, like, get with someone that loves you more. That way, you know that he's going to be there. And I'm like, what?
I mean, I feel like...
I agree, guys.
No. I feel like in that situation, it would work out for her maybe then.
Yes. I'm starting to think that now.
Do you honestly think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Queen B says, Gigi loves the game and only wants a sperm donor. True. Kimberly adds, she's a pit bull and he's her chew toy.
Oh,
yes. We didn't say that. Kimberly did.
Okay, Kimberly.
And then Kimberly also added, Queen Bee says, you ladies are on fire today, even though the episode was sad.
It was.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of interested to see what happens in Vegas.
Me too.
Ooh, me
Do
too,
you guys
girl.
Think they'll hook up? No, I don't.
No.
I'm interested to see what happened with Mike.
Yes.
Because he walked in all lonely from wherever he was.
Did Morgan go? Okay, that's our next
okay.
relationship that we're going to talk about.
Okay, yes.
But we got Nima and Gigi out of our system.
Yes.
Right? Gigi, yeah.
Yeah.
You could do better. All right, so then we jump into Mike and Morgan. So there was this moment where where they went out bowling. MJ went bowling out with Tommy and Morgan and Mike. And Mike was like a little bit, what in the world? He was acting so snobby and I don't know. It was just this vibe I was getting. I'm like, who?
What? Really? I felt like it was typical Mike. It was different for you guys? I mean, I felt like she was a little extra. He's been so supported,
though, these past few episodes. Yeah. Remember? We were like, okay, Mike, you're doing really well. And then,
I don't know. Was it just me?
I don't know.
I was watching Morgan more for some reason in that scene. I was trying to pay attention more to her because I really, because she hardly gets any camera time on this season. True. She was getting more. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I really need to watch and pay attention to her because honestly she leaves a bad taste in my mouth at least from previous episodes, so I'm like, okay, maybe I should give her a chance, maybe we need to get to know her a little bit. So
but it was nice the fact that MJ went up to her and was like, hey, this whole situation, I hope you understand. But then at the same time when you see her in the confessionals, she's like, well, they're in a different relationship. They're both like in different lanes, but we see it. We see that too.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely.
And it makes me feel, I don't know, it makes me think, like, do you guys think that she knows this?
No.
Or is she blind? Like,
by the way she's talking, remember she said something in this episode where she was like, oh, it'll get better in the next 2 years, like my food. And then Mike was like, I don't know about a few years.
Right. He had that look on his face, like, dang, if only I could tell her now that I don't see her in my future. And, you know, we have women's intuition, right? Mm-hmm. So she has to know something deep, deep down inside because first of all, how long have they been together?
A few months.
Yeah, a few months.
I thought it was longer than that. Yeah. It's only been a few months?
Yes.
And she's cooking dinner for him like that and his people?
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
Girl,
you're getting play, boo. I'm sorry. Like,
I think she's ready.
She is.
To get married, and she wants to fit that role and show him that. Mm-hmm. But then there are certain men that you can do that with.
Right.
You can't do that with every... Yeah.
Nope.
You can't do that with any guy.
No, you can't.
Like, you have to be selective. And sometimes, you know, women can seem a little bit like they want to push a situation to make it work.
Yeah.
Right.
Like push a puzzle piece that doesn't match.
Right.
And I feel like that's what she's doing. And it's sad.
It is sad.
He turns around and then he talks smack.
Yes. And it was crazy. So at the party, you guys, I'm not going to lie, I started liking her a little bit more at this party. Like seeing her domestic side. I was like, okay, get it, girl. But then I felt bad because it's like, first of all, he made a comment talking about, oh, you're a great assistant.
First I started of all, feeling bad. Like that. I felt bad at those moments where she would say something that, you know, she was obviously trying to hint at him that she wanted to stay for a while, and he was like, uh-uh. And that's when I start to feel like this situation, like this relationship is a no-go, at least for Mike.
Right, at least for Mike. And Mike, honestly, you have to stop using her as your seat filler. Like, that's not cool.
I know. It's when you said that as we were watching, because we get to watch this together, and automatically Nicole was like, she's a seat filler. I was like, oh my God, that makes...
And I'm not judging her. Like, we've all been there. I don't know about you ladies, but we've all made mistakes in relationships. And I know, like, watching her, I've made the same mistakes. Mm-hmm. So, it like, I feel for her, to be honest with you.
It's also like when you're so in love.
Yes.
You get your... Love is blind, you know, when they say...
For sure.
So, I feel like she's so in love and she's so into him. And he probably fits the mold that she's looking for in a man.
It seems like it.
But he's not there. He wasn't there for Jessica either. And now...
Does this seem like sort of a repeat? Because here's this girl who's ready to do anything for him, learn how to cook his food, be a part of his friends, and then he's just going to let her go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems like the same process to me.
He's got something. I'm sorry. He's got something inside him that... Something needs to be worked out because he's repeating.
I don't know what else he wants.
Yeah, he's just repeating the same mistakes. And what I noticed, because I was reading an older article just about the type of women he looks for, and it's very surface level. Nothing's deep. Nothing that would last long, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you really need to do some soul searching, Mike.
Real.
Look, Let me be your therapist, okay? Okay. Like, we need to talk.
Then
okay.
You're going to end up falling in love. And then we're going to see you on the show.
Mikey is cute, though.
Remember, he looked good in Passover did. When he was... I was he like, did. Oh, was that did. You?
Okay. He's changing the hair.
I know.
He's changing the hair.
In that suit. I love a guy in a good suit. In our live chat, Crystal says, Mike is behaving like a bully. Kimberly says, Mike is so insensitive to the feelings of others. Classic narcissist. Crystal says she's got milk in her mouth. Still, that's why she doesn't know better. Queen Bee says, I agree, Crystal. Mike doesn't take her seriously. And yes, Kimberly, I totally agree. Kimberly adds, Crystal, she will learn in time. Maybe next round she will get it right.
Yeah, you got to get through those mistakes in life. So it's just unfortunate that it's happening on television, you know.
It's like when she talks, too.
Oh, man, I want to fall asleep.
I'm like, what is going on? I mean, it's just, you know, she reminds me of like a Kardashian. Yes,
she does talk very slow. She
reminds me of a Kardashian. Yeah. Like maybe like a, not a Khloe, maybe like a Courtney.
She's definitely
Courtney
a Courtney.
And Kim. Yeah. Yeah. Very domestic. But I mean, all in all, I feel like she should be doing this for someone else. Yeah. I don't know if they're still together.
Oh, yeah.
I've looked through his IG and
things. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that in the predictions. But anyways, I don't know. This relationship, like MJ said, either, he's not introducing her to his parents. That's right. A big red flag.
So in the preview, we get to see that. Oh, no. I think they mentioned it, right? When MJ set her aside and was like, so you're invited to my wedding.
And you're going to meet,
His parents. And her face is like,
yeah,
that's right. That's a big meeting the parents is a big step already, but not having him take the initiative
there
taking her.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I see that as an issue. Like, I understand what MJ is trying to do, but I think she needs to allow Mike to step up to the plate to do that. You know what I mean? And introduce.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll introduce her beforehand?
I don't know. He didn't even want her at Vegas.
Right.
I know.
That was crazy, right? I don't want to go to Vegas.
I was mad about
I'm
that.
Going in two weeks. Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. I got my dress in the mail today. I'm like, shorter. No, I'm kidding. the fact that she's not I don't know, though, in the preview.
It looked like she was there in the previews, but I don't know. Wait, I thought I saw her. I don't know. But he was very adamant, like, no, I do not want her to go. You already know what that means when a guy does not want you to go with him
like, you're
on a trip
it.
Like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now. He wants to get into some...
He says he's serious. He wants to settle down. Yet he wants to be alone in Vegas and party because if she's there, he'll be a tame Mike. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
I think regardless, Mike is going to do whatever he wants
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
Whether she's there or not, and she'll probably have to see it.
Yeah. When he was like, you're going to see a tame Mike. I'm like, no one cares.
What do you guys think of the fact that they want Tommy to go? Because, I mean, the whole situation, I guess it's like a joint bachelorette, but he had one on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Now it's like she's going to have one, but she wants him to be there and go. And everybody, was asking everybody around the table. So, I don't know. For me, I'm like, I want to go solo.
I still think he's acting different. Like, he's still in his mood, I feel like. Tommy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy's so boring to me. I can't. I just, honestly, Tommy I don't really pay
to be
much attention to him.
TV,
to
I
be
mean.
Honest with you, I just, honestly, I'm really not concerned if Tommy goes or not. Like, if he goes, he goes. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Tommy's funny when he gets drunk.
He's really funny.
I feel like he's drunk all the time.
Right? Yeah. No, I don't know. He's just corny to me.
I think he just has things that he likes to do, and he just likes to stick to that. Like, yeah. Watch his games, and that's it.
I mean, but if NJ likes it, I love it. So.
Oh, okay.
So clear that up.
You better clear that up.
Clear that up.
If not.
Right.
Yeah. Kimberly also adds in our live chat, he wants a woman to give him some kids, turn the cheek when he cheats, always boost his ego. And he wants to have his cake, eat his cake, and hers as well.
Girl, you better preach.
Kimberly, yes. You're on fire.
She is on fire. She took words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like I said, I'm always curious, and I'm always like on IG, like, oh, I wonder what's happening. Or, but I feel like we'll get a little bit more next episode.
Yeah.
Also, just as like a side note, Adam is a Jew, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, he switched. So that was really great because he said that he wants to do it for his family. And Reza was really supportive. And I feel like his relationship with Reza is going to get, like, a lot deeper.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, Reza talking about his whole situation and going to a therapist allows him, you know, for someone to pop a baby and for them to be fathers. Yeah. I feel like maybe next season we'll see that. Right?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe.
I don't think we'll see that this season.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Definitely not.
For sure.
I'm wondering whether it's going to happen because of, like, Reza being so hesitant. Like, I wonder if he's going to be like, I need more time.
Mm.
Not sure.
I don't know. I think it's going to be like the Real Housewives of Atlanta or like Portia's pregnant and what's her name? And Kenya. They're both. So they're going to start off next season, both being pregnant. And then now I feel like next season it's going to be MJ being pregnant. Mm. And then Reza is going to be the one. Damn it. I should have saved this for my prediction. Anyways, let's jump into some news.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay. Do you guys have any news? I didn't even ask. Do you guys have any news?
No.
Okay.
That's a thing.
All right. I have some news for you guys. So MJ is upset with Mike for insinuating Destiny is gay. So it seems like MJ was on Watch What Happens Live and MJ, I guess a caller asked, and a fan asked MJ, let's see. Oh, they asked MJ about the Gigi's divorce. And MJ told Andy she shouldn't give the ring back because they got married. So there's that. So I guess she's siding with her and deciding mm-hmm. that she should keep the baby. I mean, keep the baby. Oh, my God. Keep the ring.
Thinking about babies.
Keep the ring. Yeah. And then let me see. So, a caller mentioned that Mike insinuated that Destiny might be gay during an appearance on Jeff Lewis's radio show. The caller did not actually ask the question, but MJ began, "I'm really glad that you asked that question, and he should not do that because it's not her sexual preference." She continued, "If someone says that they're straight, you should respect that. He's taking a joke too far because mm-hmm. she doesn't give him enough attention. That's his way of dealing with it."
Oh.
So he's being kind of a bully there.
Yes. But then it goes back to that ego, right?
Yeah.
That narcissism in him. Like, oh, well, she's not giving me attention. She's not flirting with me. Ooh, that must mean she's gay.
He definitely didn't have the right to do that.
No, not at all.
No.
It's like if they're not giving him the attention, he's going to go ahead and attack. So MJ's pretty upset about that. And I feel like I would be too if I were her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, someone telling you who you are,
mm-hmm.
you yeah. know what I mean, and what you are, that's really imposing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
She said it started as a joke, so I'm thinking maybe it's like an inside joke amongst themselves.
Right. But what happened where he would think that? Like, was there something that happened or someone said something or he witnessed something that may have made him think that way? Was she flirting with someone of the same sex that we know about? I mean, in a friendly way. You know what I mean? Like,
you know,
not
what? Sometimes guys can be so mean to the point where they're like, well, we haven't seen you with a guy in forever. Maybe yeah. you might be, you know.
Or it could just simply be the fact that she doesn't give him attention.
Right.
And it's just his way of getting back at her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Destiny, you keep doing you.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. And then up next we finally get a tour of Reza's brand new home. And we have a clip to show wow. you.
Take care, have a great day. Welcome to my new house. Come on in. This is the kitchen. And guess what we have in the refrigerator? We have Dom.
Yes.
And Dom. This is the first bottle of champagne being popped at my new house. Hot sauce, champagne, and water. These are the Persian essentials. Papa, you want some Dom? Mm-hmm. No? You only with Chris. Let's go see the master. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the master bedroom.
It's got like gold.
Where some magic is gonna happen. This is gonna be our first night sleeping in the house. Hopefully, Adam's in the mood tonight. Thanks for coming by, but I don't like people in here when there's a big mess, so it's time for you guys to bust and move on out of here and come back when everything is put together, especially me. Now we gotta get this house in shape.
Wow, Dom. Hot sauce. And what else did he say?
Water.
And water. Right? That is all
you need. Party starting.
Yeah. Did you guys see all that gold?
Yes. Totally Reza.
Yes, for sure. It was actually fairly modest.
Yeah, in my opinion. He said it wasn't done.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. I was like, oh, okay.
I was expecting
a little more.
Yeah.
But I liked it, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did, too. I'm glad that he was able to move in. Yeah. And he's at home.
Yes.
And they're settled in. On our live chat, Queen Bee says, Persian essentials. Crystal said he needs to declutter. Well, he just moved in. So that was like the first. That was just the little preview of his home. But yeah, okay, so let's jump into our prediction.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, Danya, you want to take it away?
All right.
Should we save predictions for like the rest? Yeah, we'll save for the rest of the season.
Yeah. I'm going to predict a ton of drama within the wedding. And I think there's going to be some serious tension with MJ and Vita.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I predict, okay, I'm kind of try to run through this. So I predict that Mike and Morgan is her name?
Yes.
Morgan. It's going to be a done deal. It's going to be a done deal. She's going to realize that he's not serious about her. Gigi and Gigi and Nima, she's just gonna straight up say, you know, hey, I think we're just good as business partners. Like, it's not going to work out. Like, I can just tell she's not feeling them.
You know what that reminded me? When the whole photo shoot was going on, she was so shy.
She was.
I wrote down, I was like, what? This is Gigi? How is she so shy? She's like, don't look at me. Everybody turn around. I'm like,
that was a little insecurity she was having, but she looks so good.
She looks good.
And I love that curly hair of hers.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just shimmies. Yes. I'm like, I want it.
But also loved how he interacted with her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he was very serious. Like, okay, we're going to get this together and all. I just love that dynamic.
He was checking her out the entire time.
Yeah. He's like, good job, though, coordinating that.
He was like, whoop, I see that. Like,
that's why he was doing such a good job.
Don't you know this is essentials for guys to pay attention to you? Jesus. My prediction had to do with that, but I think something's going to happen in Vegas. And I think it's not going to be good because this will probably break them apart. And I think he'll probably get the hint.
Ooh, yeah.
Because they're in Sin City. And they're drinking. Yeah. There's bottles everywhere.
Yeah. I'm worried about Mike.
And they love to drink. Yes.
I'm really worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mike's going to get some cookie when he's down.
Who's cookie, though?
Definitely not Morgan's. I mean, he'll get that, too, but...
I asked in our live chat any predictions. Kimberly says a huge brawl by the end of the season. Queen Bee says Nicole took my prediction. Crystal says I think Mike breaks up with Morgan. Maybe in Vegas.
That would be.
Is that happening next? Are we getting introduced to? I mean, jumping into Vegas next episode.
Yes. Episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait to see that.
That was a lot. Okay, so that is it for our show tonight.
I thought we had some good news to share.
Oh, shoot. You are so right. The most important thing I forgot to say. Can I say it? I think I could say it.
Yeah,
right?
we can say it. Yeah, okay. We can say it.
We have someone very, very special joining us next week.
Drum roll!
MJ! We have MJ joining us next week, so you guys don't want to miss it because we're just going to have everything, all of her, the jewelry, everything here with us. We're going to be asking her some great questions. If you guys have any questions that you want us to ask her, anything you want to know specifically, let us know down in the comments below, iTunes, anywhere. Tweet us. Keep the conversation going because this is exactly what we want. Crystal was like, don't forget! Exclamation mark. I'm like, I can't believe I forgot the most important thing. And the one thing I was like, I can't forget to say this.
We got you.
Thanks, girls. Yes. So we're going to sign off. Tell everybody where to find you guys.
Yes. Hey, you guys can find me at The Real Nicole on Instagram and Twitter.
All right, everyone. Thank you guys so much for watching. You can find me on all social media at Danya Marie 9. See you later.
Yes, and guys, hey, you can find, my name is Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maitha. And I'm also on The Real Housewives of OC Monday nights at 8. It's getting really good now. It's getting good. So yeah, we will see you all here with Crystal next week. Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup.
Buzz you later!
'The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.